You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
And now it's time for Stupid News.
It's so stupid and awesome.
Where we ask the important questions.
Are some people too stupid to live?
Why are people so stupid?
Are you effing stupid?
Here's Rumble.
It is Stupid News time here at FM 99 WNOR. Item number one at Stupid News this morning takes us to Florida. As you know, Florida has plenty of native creatures. They have gators and snakes and panthers and manatees.
The Florida man, of course.
Florida man. Yeah.
Yes.
But apparently last week, the parent of a South Lake High School student spotted a new animal walking around. Slowly running around, they saw a monkey walking around outside of the high school. Unattended. Just a monkey.
Is he trying to get into school?
Doesn't say.
He's just curious.
He wanted to play.
Yes, he's just curious.
I saw this animal. Someone. I thought it might be a cat or a dog or something. But when we got closer, I realized it was a monkey.
Yeah.
It was likely a rhesus macaque.
It was a macaque?
Sounds delicious.
Ah.
Made completely with rhesus.
Reese's McKeesis.
Mm-hmm. You're going to love the taste of macaque.
It's a monkey, right?
Yeah. Still talking about monkeys.
I don't think we're eating monkey.
It's real gamey.
Well, you're apparently not from around here.
Yeah.
I was very surprised. I'm not used to, like, seeing monkeys in Florida. The only thing I see is gators, says a girl named Miranda.
She was, like, surprised.
Yeah. I was so surprised.
I was so surprised.
I thought it was a raccoon.
I was worried that, like, the kids get hurt from the monkey because I know the monkey carry a lot of disease, Miranda says. I'm giving Miranda accent now because I'm reading way written.
Oh, good.
No. Missing many, many, many pieces of speech.
She was, like, so surprised.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I said to myself, monkeys.
Monkeys?
Monkeys.
Monkeys.
So silly.
Oh, boy, monkeys.
Yeah, they're so funny. Yeah.
What did they do with the macaque?
Well, there you go. Right. Monkey sightings do happen from time to time, and apparently it is illegal to try and capture them.
So they can't grab hold of the macaque?
No. Never. No, no. Don't handle a macaque.
So you can't take the... You can't
wasn't
take...
planning on it.
No, no.
Stay over there.
Stop right now. Stay where you are.
I'm sensing a long meeting.
Yeah.
I'm just going to stop.
Florida Fish and Wildlife remind people to give the monkeys a wide berth, and it is, by the way, illegal to feed them.
Yeah. Well, you can't feed them either.
No, we're hoping they starve to death on their own.
Yeah.
Damn things. We're ready now. It survives. That's item one, monkeys.
Item number two takes us to Michigan, where a man broke into a home and was just in the homeowner's bathroom completely naked except for a hat.
Oh, wow. I wonder if it was a baseball hat, and what did it say?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, at least he was in the bathroom.
I'm picturing a bucket hat, honestly. I don't know why.
Oh, okay.
You're going bucket.
Yeah, I'm going bucket hat.
Yeah.
But the
I'm
homeowner...
going top hat.
How are you?
Hello!
Some cat in the hat type
like Abraham Lincoln kind of stovepipe.
The homeowner, like, woke up and found him in the bathroom just standing there.
Oh, that's creepy.
Naked.
With his top hat.
Yeah.
Singing one singular sensation.
You like my hat?
English bowler like Clockwork Orange.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. The naked man grabbed some PJs on his way out as he was running away from the
home. Grabbed some PJs. And the last thing they saw was the man with the 10-gallon hat race out.
Nice
day. See your partner.
Like Curious George. Yeah, the yellow 10-gallon hat.
Yeah, he grabbed some PJs and was just like, oh, never mind. And he fled, but they caught him eventually.
Toodles!
Well, that's the worst.
Gotta skate. Now,
even though he only took PJs and he probably didn't do much damage, any damage at all, it's so you feel so violated.
Well, there is your house.
And now your house. And it's got a taint.
They were in my... Yeah, well... One less now. But
no, it's
he was
still there.
He was in my house nude.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, that's so much worse than just being in my house.
Yeah. Yucky.
Yeah, yeah.
He sounds like a homeless guy that wanted a shower, really, is what it sounds like, right?
Well, he was in the bathroom, right?
Yeah. And some PJs.
But you got to take off your hat to wash your hair.
Yeah, you do.
Well, he's a gentleman. That's why. He always takes off his hat.
Matter of fact, number two.
He tipped his hat to the woman of the house. Howdy.
He said, hello, m'lady.
Oh, my goodness.
How about you, pard?
Pard.
Hey, pard. Finally, this. We may talk about this a little bit more at length, too. Have you ever seen a deal that looked too good to be true, but it turned out to be true? Like they made a mistake?
I see that in Sam's Club from time to time with televisions.
Dream television,
I get the cold sweats, and I got to race out of there. I got to run.
Well, this is like the bargain of all time right here. A 27-year-old man managed to get a pair of $14,000 Cartier earrings for less than $14 due to a pricing error on a website.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Never seen this Spanish name before. Rogelio? R-O-G-E-L-I-O?
Oh, yes, Rogelio.
Rogelio. Okay, I'll go with that. Or Rogelio.
Rogelio.
Would that be a G or an
A? The G is a H?
It's a yeah.
I think it's
yeah.
pronounced yeah, yeah. macaque.
Macaque, a Mexican citizen. You can fight him, but you can't lick him. He was scrolling through social media when he noticed an 18-carat rose gold pair of Cartier earrings on the jeweler's website. Cartier had made a mistake and listed the diamond earrings for 237 pesos instead of 237,000 pesos.
Ah.
The guy says, I literally broke out in a cold sweat when I saw this.
Yeah, I know that feeling, man.
He ordered two sets.
And he got them?
Two.
After a few months of going back and forth with Cartier, they offered him a bottle of champagne. They offered him all kinds of other stuff.
Yeah.
He finally got the earrings at $14 a set.
Well, good for him, because it's not his fault they put it up there wrong.
He posted a video. Yeah, but you know, that myth is a myth. We have done this story into the ground about how the gaming authority, the machine was broken.
Right.
Oh, we made a mistake.
Right.
You know, it's in the fine print. Nobody's doing that anymore.
Yeah. And in fairness, Cartier, they thought about it long and hard and realized we're going to get more than $14,000 worth of advertising out of this.
Yeah. Well, this would be $28,000, but
Yeah.
Got the earrings last week at his $14 price. He posted a video online of himself opening the items. He said he gave one of the sets to his mother.
Wow.
Wow.
But everyone's talking about Cartier today and what a wonderful thing they did.
It feels great, and it's cool not to be the underdog for once in my life.
Oh.
For once in my life.
How about somebody that feels like they're someone?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I know.
He was found in a stranger's bathroom later, nude except for the earrings and the top hat.
Yes. My God, they were stunning.
They were stunning.
Stunning. In fact, he pierced macaque.
Hey!
And
the monkey.
The macaque
the
was
monkey,
wearing. Yeah.
yeah. And he was wearing earrings, too. The monkey.
He loved it.
Uh-huh.
Hey, those three stories are true.
And so stupid.
They are, and that's why this is
stupid news.